This is gonna be cool.
The topics and opinions expressed on the Dudes and Beer podcast are intended for an audience of 18 and up and are solely those of the host and guests. They neither reflect the opinions or values of either the sponsors of Dudes and Beer or your mother. I mean, seriously. Have you ever heard these guys? They'll talk about anything.
Whoa, hey, you think they're gonna show it?
They'll probably just blur it out.
Whoa, check it out, Beavis.
Get ready to sit back, relax, and open your mind. Welcome to Thinking Deeper with Dudes and Beer.
Well, hello everybody. How are you doing today? Hope everything's going well for you. Hope you've had a great week. Hope you've had a good, strong beginning to this new year. As I have been on the road like a madman, presently on the road in Houston on this 20th day, and headed back home from some nice long work on the road, almost 2 weeks steady of work on the road. Was in Vegas last week, literally got to fly home to Austin, repack, come to Houston, and do a five-day long show here, and now I am literally leaving, getting ready to leave, and go back home to Austin to hopefully more gigs. I haven't gotten any phone calls yet, but those things happen all the time, so I am looking good for things. And, you know, it's funny, whenever you start traveling a lot, whenever you start traveling around, you really do, grasp the idea of baggage. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. That's what I want to break down. That's what I want to kind of start to delve into a little bit, is the concept of the baggage that we carry with us and why we carry it. And we will get into that right after this message from our sponsor.
Do you love Halloween? Do you like DIY projects? ScaryDad.com is your one-stop shop for everything DIY, from projects and food recipes to book and movie reviews, as well as the awesomely awesome Scary Dad podcast. Halloween is not just a day on the calendar. It's a state of mind. So don't sit around wondering what you're going to do this holiday season. Log on to ScaryDad.com to join the mailing list. Get the latest ScaryDad.com news and updates, from projects and DIY videos to recipes and reviews. It's everything you've ever wanted in a DIY website and more. So stop on by and visit them online today. That's ScaryDad.com. Once again, that website is ScaryDad.com.
And we are back, and I am so glad to see that Scary Dad has rebooted the Scary Dad podcast. They are into approximately episode 14 or 15 by now, and I've had the honor of being on there a couple times. We did a nice Krampus episode. We did a great episode a couple weeks ago about the 2016 death count that was just out of control, but I'm so happy for them. I'm so happy for him. Swamp Thing, Scott Fontenot, you know, doing what they're doing, making the dream a reality, and getting out there and grabbing it and making it happen. So good for you guys. Way to go, Scary Dad Podcast. Stop on by and check them out. They're available on ScaryDad.com. They're also available on your favorite podcast markets, such as Spreaker right here, SoundCloud, and iTunes. So check it out. Anyway, baggage, man, you know, traveling around, like I said, I remember a couple years ago, I got a Pelican travel case, and it, you know, look it up, Look it up. It's a Pelican 1510. It's literally the largest size international carry-on that you can have. And that's one of the reasons I got it. I knew I was going to start doing some travel work. And I was like, man, you know, number one, I got to quit carrying a backpack. This stuff's just killing me. And whenever I got it, people were like, how do you like your Pelican? I was like, I love it. They're like, I've thought about getting one, but I can just fit so many more tools in my backpack than I can in a Pelican. And I was like, yes, that's true. However, what you learn to do is pack only what you need. Pack only what you need, you know? And you find that you have a much lighter load that you're carrying with you on a regular basis at that point. And it's interesting, just that concept, because I was talking with somebody about it again the other day on job site, and that's when the idea for this episode hit me. It was like, you know, that's such a truism for life. You know, whenever I was setting up my Pelican, whenever you're going through and you're deciding, like, do I bring this tool? Do I not bring this tool? Do I, you know, this or that, that or this? And it's one of those, like, man, you know, I don't really know, but it depends on what job I'm going to do. If I'm going to operate a breakout room, it's different than I'm going to float breakout rooms. And, you know, the idea here, the concept here is that you are trimming down and paring down what you're carrying with you to make you lighter, faster, you know, and less tired from carrying stuff, man. And that's what I tell people also, is that, you know, it's a big, big difference pulling my 20-pound Pelican behind me on wheels than it is carrying a 20 to 25-pound backpack on my back after a 12-hour day of work walking back to my hotel room. I'd much rather have a rolling bag behind me than have to be carrying that thing, especially in Texas heat, you know, walking a mile or so to your car, parking, stuff like that, so... The whole concept here is paring down what you bring with you, paring down what you actually consider precious and real. And it's hard because we as people have this inherent attachment. We have, especially guys have crazy attachments, dude. Like, I remember I literally had I had it until after I got married. Like, it was a Bob Marley shirt that my brother got when I was a freshman in high school. So that was 1989, and it was for a reggae-themed pep rally at our high school. It was a reggae-themed pep rally, and he got this Bob Marley shirt at, like, Spencer's Gifts or something, and I loved it. I loved it, you know, and after... his freshman year in college, he gave it to me, and I wore that thing. I literally wore it to where if you held it up, you could see through both sides of the shirt. Like, it was that thin, and I wore it for like 20-something years, man. It eventually became an undershirt because it just looked cool, and people would comment on it, but... Yeah, it was, I was just attached to it. I was attached to it, and I don't know why I couldn't get rid of it. Right now I've got the same thing going on with all my rock and roll shirts. I spent a good bit of my life, attending rock and roll shows, but also working rock and roll shows. So I have shirts that not only I bought, you know, like the Rush 40th anniversary tour shirt, but I also have like my Pink Floyd, the Wall crew shirt, you know, and stuff like that. And I don't wear them all the time. And quite a few of them are shrunken, and quite a few of them, like my Pink Floyd Division Bell tour shirt that I bought, have holes in them and stuff, so I can't really wear them out, but I'd love to have a quilt made out of them, you know, to where I could still keep them because they're precious memories to me, literally. Like, I didn't buy shirts at every show I went to, and I went to a lot of shows. Only the ones that really, really meant something to me did I get a shirt from, and, you know, like I said, I worked shows, so I have a ton of rock and roll t-shirts from shows that I worked and bands that I worked with. And I would like to keep that memory, but I realize the fact that for me to keep them in a drawer as though I intend to wear them is friggin' lunacy. Because I'm not going to wear them. They're too short. They're like belly shirts now. You know, they've been shrunken over like 15 years. Stuff like that. I don't care how worn in the cotton is. It ain't going to stop it after 15 years of washing and drying, folks. No matter how gentle you are with it. But how do you go about letting loose of those things? You know, I've talked on the show before about how I have an addiction to gear. I have an addiction to gear in my studio and even in the podcast studio. It's hard for me not to, it's like those people that see a puppy and they can't not adopt it, you know, like they can't not help the puppy. Whenever I see a piece of gear sitting on a shelf and it's been neglected, I have to give it a good home and I have to rehab it. And I have to, like, I feel this yearning to fix it, and to make it better. And then I just don't let it go at that point. You know, hey, whenever you fix the eagle's wing, you're supposed to let it fly off. You ain't supposed to build a big ass cage and keep it. At that point, you begin to become a hoarder. And we do the same thing emotionally. We tend to hoard emotion. We tend to hoard this stuff. And it took me a long time in life to get to the point where I don't harbor emotion the way I used to. I used to relish harboring emotion. Like I used to relish being pissed off at somebody for a long ass time. I looked forward to it almost. And you know, that doesn't ring well as a person. That doesn't lead to good things. That doesn't put good vibrations in the world. That doesn't make things better at all. As a matter of fact, it makes them oh so much worse. It took me years to realize that. And it took me years to realize and become accountable for my action and realize, oh my God, I'm the one that's been perpetuating this. I'm the one that's been making this happen. I'm the one who chose to, A, create this baggage, like have it custom made for me with my name embroidered on it. All right. That's my baggage. I know it is when it comes around the carousel. And there's no denying it. That's my bag. I had it made. I made it special. So, yeah, you know, to know that you created that and you're the one that's choosing to carry it. You're the one that's choosing to carry it with you. It was just such an analogy that I couldn't not do an episode about it. I couldn't not talk about it because, yeah, you do come to a point where you realize in life that you cause about 85% of your own misery. Only about 15% of it is cast upon you. The rest of it is cast upon you due to decisions you have made in your life. Either personally or in conjunction with someone or for someone, but it always roots back to a decision that you made. And you made that decision. So the moment that you own that decision and that you own that failure, you get to be released. You get to at least have the option of being released. If you want to harbor it, I guess feel free. I don't have time for that in life anymore. I did for a long time, and it led me to a lot of dark places, and it led me to a lot of bad things and a lot of bad habits in life. So I don't harbor emotion like that anymore. I don't harbor pain. I'll feel it. I'll process it. I'll go through my typical steps and stuff. And hey, it may take me a few days. It may take me a couple weeks, but I'm not going to harbor it for the rest of my life. I got better things to do, you know? And I remember at one point my therapist telling me, because whenever I started onto anxiety medications years ago before I got married, I went to some talk therapy and he was like, you're absolutely fantastic. We need to work on teaching you to take some time to relax. Kind of like what the last episode of Thinking Deeply was about. I was reminded with all that noise in the casino in Vegas that I need to take time away from the noise of life, man. I need to find some solace. And it's right here in the studio as far as I'm concerned. So, I mean, my studio travels with me. I love it. And for me, the whole idea of carrying baggage and having baggage made and all that just does not appeal to me anymore. I don't want to play that emotional game with myself or others. I don't want to be upset with things for no good reason. You know, like now if I'm mad or bitter or angry about something, I try not to be bitter, number one, because that means you're harboring the anger. You're perfectly allowed to be angry at a situation. You're perfectly allowed to healthily express your emotions and process your emotions. But what you're not supposed to do or be allowed to do is just harbor that and feed it and feed it and feed it and just keep feeding it. Because that is unhealthy. It's not a good thing for you. So you have to learn inside the bag that you're carrying in life, day to day, purse, backpack, soul, whatever you want to call your bag, baby. You need to learn only the essential tools to carry with you every day, only the essential things to carry with you. And the rest of it needs to be a blank slate. The rest of it needs to be ready to be used. Otherwise, the more you're carrying, the more energy you're using, and the less energy you have to solve the situations ahead of you. And I know that sounds overly simplistic, but it really is just that simple. When you are putting energy into something else, that is energy that, A, you can never get back. Once you expend the energy, you cannot get the energy back. So you can either expend that energy in a negative way or you can expend that energy in a positive way. And to expend that energy in holding on to something that hurt you, holding on to something that you did wrong, is painful, and it's wrong. And it's painful because it's wrong. It hurts for a reason. You're supposed to be able to forgive yourself. And believe me, I had my bad times in life. I had my times where I was not the most honorable person in the world, to myself and to other select people in the world. To 90% of the world, I was perfectly honorable. To about 10%, it didn't matter what happened, in my opinion, at that point in life. And, I put my energy into that and I made that a reality, and I didn't like that dude. I didn't like that guy. He didn't do good things for other people. He didn't do good and healthy things for himself. He didn't make healthy decisions for himself. So, I don't carry that baggage, and all of that came from my self-doubt. From my past failures in life that for some reason I felt inadequate because I was a human being and I failed. you know, like you got to understand that, folks. We are human beings. We are fallible. We will fail. If there is one thing that is guaranteed in your life, you will fail. I guarantee you it's something. Maybe not on a daily basis. Hopefully not on a daily basis. But the idea behind that failure is to analyze what you did wrong, how you could do it differently. How can you react to the situation differently to where the outcome is something else? Because you will come across that situation later on in life. That's why you were just made to learn this lesson of failure. Most of the time, if you're just going to one-off a situation and it's just going to be a one-off thing, you may not fail in it. But if it's something that's going to be repeated, failure could be very likely. So you have to learn to take failure properly. You have to learn to properly process failure and understand that your failure is your moment to succeed next time. You have to take it upon yourself to be a greater person and to see that and to choose not to carry that as a piece of baggage, but instead make it a tool in your box. So it condenses it down and it makes it something useful instead of something cumbersome and burdensome, because that's what baggage is. You see, baggage is cumbersome and burdensome. It's not slim, streamlined. It's a utilitarian thing made to carry a bunch of crap around. And that's what we're doing with it. We're carrying a bunch of crap around in our lives. And when we're carrying a bunch of crap around, we cannot have clarity. We won't have clarity. We won't have the proper focus when we need it. And opportunities will pass us by. Proper relationships can pass us by. Can literally get to the point where you are no longer thinking about relationships, where you're no longer thinking about things outside of your baggage because you've decided to carry so much baggage. Look at all this baggage I have. And half of the reason you're carrying baggage is so people can see all your baggage. Look at all this baggage I got, you know, and it's a horrifying contest that we go through in life to out-misery each other. And it's literally a choice. It's a choice. You know, there are people who live life in true misery. There are people who have medical problems. But, you know, good God, even 8-year-olds with cancer have a smile on their face sometimes, you know. It's your decision. It's your decision what baggage to carry. You're the one that pays the baggage fee, you know? You don't want to pay the baggage fee, don't carry baggage. You can travel just the same. You'll probably travel a little lighter, you know? But I'm not saying don't carry a bag. Don't carry something to keep useful things in for life. But keep your bag small, man. Don't let it get overly large. Don't let it get overly complicated. Don't let it get to the point where your bag controls where you can go, you know, where if you go to get on that destination train to somewhere else, they go, whoa, sorry, bro, bag's over limit. Can't let it on. You got to suddenly figure out real quick in life, what is important, what isn't important, and what you don't have to pack next time. You know, and I've been on that. I've been in that situation. I remember when I moved to Maine, I literally moved to Maine from Houston. My buddy Alan Cunningham, dropped me off. Shout out to Alan. Love you, brother, to this day. We still talk. Hopefully we'll make music. But yeah, he dropped me off and I had 2 bags and an electric guitar with no amp that I gate checked, that like they let me like sit in the back and it sat behind me like where they would put some crutches, you know, and because they were like, let's see if we have any handicapped people or any people with special needs where we would typically put a wheelchair. And if not, we will place that there. It's like, oh, thank you. So yeah, but I remember in the airport, I got there and I was about 15 pounds over my baggage limit on one of my bags, and I had like $50 to my name moving across the country. So I got to decide right there in the airport what I didn't need for what might possibly be the rest of my life. And that's when those decisions hit you, you know, whenever those moments come along where you've got to dump things, you've got to get rid of stuff in order to move on. The only way I could get onto my plane and make it to Maine and start a new life for myself was to get rid of those things. I had to get rid of them. And sometimes the only means by which to move forward in life is to get rid of the baggage that you have, to get rid of the mentality that you have, and adopt a new one, adopt a new way of thinking about it, adopt a new way of moving about it, and make yourself understand that you need to carry fewer things with you so that you have more energy and more strength for the greater journey ahead. And that's really what it's about, you know, is the journey ahead. I wrote something the other day that was, you need to set your gaze upon the destination, not your gaze upon the journey. And the journey is what's ahead of you, or what you're in the midst of. The destination is what's ahead of you. And as long as you keep your eye on the destination, you just keep going. Just keep going. You know? You keep going through hell and eventually you'll get through it. You know, I believe it was Winston Churchill that said that. If you find yourself in hell, just keep going. You'll get through it. And I firmly believe that. Absolutely. You set your gaze upon the destination and you do everything you can despite the journey to get there. And the easiest way to get there is to drop baggage, is to let things go that are holding you back. Whether that's your own personal mindset, whether that is bad habits that you have that you know are keeping you down, whether it's bad relationships in your life that you know are dragging you down and keeping you from going on and being a better person for yourself and your family and those around you, you need to take care of that. That's what the baggage is, and that's what we have to let go of, folks. That's the stuff that we need to firmly get rid of in our life. And you know, it's not easy. It's not an overnight thing. But you got to start making lists. You got to start figuring it out, because it's the life changer. It's what makes the journey so much lighter, so much easier. Take care, guys. If you can't be good, be good at it.
Thanks for listening to this installment of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Tune in next time for more deep introspection, contemplative thought, and general musings on humanity and life, right here on Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Like what you heard? Feel free to tune into the other content by Dudes and Beer on dudesandbeer.com. Our content is also available on the Spreaker Market, as well as SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and your favorite podcast app. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.